During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, stories from a property manager. The more properties you manage, the more experiences you just might have.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, would you mind sharing it with us? Because we love to hear them. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. If you like to write, write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. So if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get advanced episodes and access to the complete archive, so you could spend the next several years listening. And all that without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And Kathy, remember like a couple episodes back, and I said a guy left a message, and he said, hey, I'm property manager. I got some stories. He left a couple stories.
Oh, good, good. You know, I can't imagine what property managers go through and what they see.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
But we were talking about it in the other episode, like just walking into the filth, number one, and the things that people leave behind, and all of that stuff is enough. And then just the things that go wrong on a day-to-day basis. But what about, you know, other things that could go wrong, like paranormal things and,
you know, then there's that
crime scenes.
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't know what those people been up to in that house.
Like,
you just don't know, or apartment, or
because I remember years ago, Tony, when he was living here in Wichita, he lived in this apartment building, and he hadn't lived there very long. And I can't remember if the woman had been living in the apartment building or they just found part of her in the lake at the apartment building. I can't remember. It was one or the other.
A part of her?
Yes. Her
head. No.
Somebody had decapitated her in her apartment. Could you imagine?
Oh, no.
And then you're the property manager. Like, this is an apartment. You got to... What do you do with that? And then you're all over the news on top of it. Like, so now you've got a PR crisis and a crime scene and all this stuff.
Oh, man.
You don't think about all that.
Yeah.
But murders happen every place, as does paranormal things. So Phil left us two stories. So here is one. Here's the first of two. Here we go.
My name is Phil Lowe. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'm a self-employed property manager for foreclosed and abandoned and vacant properties. In the past 20 years, my crews and myself, we have worked on over 5,800 properties. I have always had a fascination for the paranormal and supernatural. So, of course, when my crews and myself encountered anything in one of these, documented it, the time, date, and everything so I could remember it. And over that time span, there was one story that happened over in Fort Mountain, Georgia, and it was in a very remote part of that area. It consisted of 42 acres, 40 acres of old-growth timber, and 2 acres of cleared land where a 19th-century farmhouse was located in the center. The particular job there was a three-day job, so I dropped my crew off, and I myself went to another job. That afternoon, on day one, I returned to that job to see how much they had gotten done and if they needed anything for the next day. The lead man came to me and said, I asked him what had gone on that day. He said that there were some people standing inside the fence line, or timber line rather, looking up at the house. They were close enough to see, but not close enough to make out any details. And I informed him that sometimes the owners or neighbors were nosy and they would just look to see what was going on. And I left. Next day, day two, I returned again. I asked the lead man, you need anything? Has anything happened? Again, he told me there were people standing inside the tree line watching them for a while. And once again, I said, well, maybe they're just back for day two just to see if anything changed. Well, day three turns around, and the same thing. I'm going there to finalize the job and get it done. The lead man again tells me that there were people inside the tree line watching them. So at this point, after 3 days of this, I thought, well, maybe I need to go down there and take a closer look. So I took my crew down there, and we parked, and we went into the woods. And we walked about 150, 200 feet back in there, and it was real dense. We had to kind of plow our way through. And we got back there, and I was about to turn around and leave when one of the guys says, look. And what it was a cemetery. It was hidden by all the trees, all the privet and all the thorns and everything, but you could make out tombstones scattered about. And in the midst of all these tombstones, there was a crypt, and it was covered with moss and just vines and overgrowth. So we went over to the crypt to get a closer look, and the lid to the crypt was slid off to one side, and whatever was in that crypt was gone. So we explored a little bit longer, and then we turned around and we were heading back out, and we just about were getting to the point where we could see the clearing outside of the forest when we heard something, and we turned around, and that's when we saw like a shadow figure standing back to the area about where the cemetery was, and it was just a split second. It was there, and it was gone. And we finally got out, and I started thinking about that later that night, and I was thinking, well, maybe that cemetery was a family cemetery, and the family forgot about it, just overgrown after several years, or maybe it was a cemetery that had always been there, and it was allowed to overgrow, but never could determine how or why that cemetery was there. I even looked on tax maps, and that cemetery did not show up. I never did tell the new owners about it because I didn't think they needed to know. And then we went on to the next job. Thank you.
That is such a great story.
I'm not even sure. That's a movie.
It is, isn't it? It's so interesting.
Like, I could start writing a screenplay now.
Well, and he described it so well.
Could you imagine living in that house and looking out in the evening or at night and seeing figures outside standing there looking at the house?
Yeah. Now, he said he worked on foreclosed and abandoned properties. So that would be really strange. The crew's just going to clean up this property for whatever reason. Maybe it's sold or whatever.
Right.
And there's people watching them. They're like, it's weird. Yeah. There's people at the tree line. And then the next day, the people are back at the tree line. And you know, like, well, it's, you know, we're kind of out here. Maybe people are just curious as to what we're doing. And then to find a cemetery. That is crazy. Yep.
It sounds like it. What's that director's name? M. Night
Shyamalan.
Yeah, him. It sounds like one of his
It does, doesn't it?
It does. Like, I'm thinking when those people come out of the woods and are just standing there. But that whole cemetery thing and a crypt, that is, like, very ornate. I mean, that's, like...
Well, it might be a pretty basic crypt, like, just, you know...
But still, that's a lot of effort to go into a cemetery. And so my assumption is that, you know, that was one of the, maybe the first people that lived in that house, and they had a cemetery and took care of it. Then they leave and nobody really takes care of it anymore, you know, after that. And so it's probably been overgrown for 100 years or 75 years
right.
or something.
And easy could be in Georgia. It could be that cemetery could have been there 150 plus years ago.
So it makes, so then you have to, that begs the question. So everybody that's buried there is still there?
I mean, where would they go?
Well, heaven or some, you know what I mean?
But not everybody. Maybe, you know, there might have been 50 people there and they're just seeing like five or six of them. I don't know.
I'm guessing it's a family cemetery. And so there's probably 10 or 15, you know.
But at some point, maybe somebody found the cemetery. They opened the crypt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And but, maybe that did something.
But, you know, way back when you would have this in Georgia, your property, if you had a farm, it could have been hundreds of acres.
Yeah.
So if somebody died way back when, you're just burying on your own property.
Could you imagine, though, like they've got this cleaned up, maybe decide to sell it or rent it, and you move in?
And then it's like, our neighbors keep watching us.
And then you're like, look out, and you see these people standing at the tree line. Oh,
which would be creepy enough if they were actual people. That would be creepy,
you know what? One,
as well.
You know, and this is off topic just a wee bit, but I love the fact that Phil documents and times.
I do too, and you know, all of the properties down. Like it was thousands.
Yeah.
Well, you want to hear another story wow. from him?
I do. I do. Yes, I would love to.
My name is Phil from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'm in the real estate business, and I purchased a house. Property just inside the state line of Georgia, and this property had three houses on it. These were cookie cutters. They were 20 feet apart, painted white, and my intentions were to renovate these properties and turn around and rent them out again at a higher price. And two of the properties were livable, and the one in the middle was not livable. And the houses on each end had tenants. And these tenants, of course, had leases. And I was going to let their lease run out before I started the work. Well, I ended up hiring these two guys to renovate the houses. And one guy, his name was Eric. He was on the right-hand unit. The other tenant, his name was Will. He was on the left-hand unit. And they were always telling me that the house in the middle was spooky and just had this bad feel to it. And the house had no power, but they said they could hear whispers and they could feel stuff and they could see people looking out the window. Well, maybe a month after I got it, Eric was murdered in the front yard and he was beaten to death with a hammer. They never found out who did it, and he laid on the ground for like 12 hours before he was found. Well, not long after that, Will, who lived on the left-hand unit, he had his wife, and he had his wife's adult son from another marriage. And the adult son was hanging out in the house in the middle, and he died from an overdose of fentanyl. And not long after that, Will's wife, she had a stroke, and she was not found for several hours. So she ended up with a disability that could not be reversed. So she ended up in a nursing home. And then not long after that, Will was diagnosed with cancer. He was given 6 weeks, and he was gone in 3 weeks. And now the property just laid empty after that, all three houses. And I was just scratching my head. And I told my wife about it, and she said, you need to get rid of that place. So I put it on the market, and it had a buyer just 2 days after I listed it. And the guy asked me, he said, why are you getting rid of it? He said, this is a pretty good place to have rental property. I told him the situation, and he looked at me, and he says, I don't believe in that hocus pocus. I want to buy it, and I'm going to tear these houses down and put a quad in here. So we worked up a contract. He bought the property, and I was to meet him out there on an afternoon that we could go over the final details. And it was just right at getting close to dark, and he was running late. And then it did get dark. And I was sitting in the driveway. There were no street lights, no outdoor lights. And I was looking at that house, and I just had this complete sinister feeling about the whole place. And it was almost like sinister. And while I was looking at it, I could see this face peering at me through the window. And it was not close enough I could make out any distinctive features, but I could see the silhouette of a face looking at me. And it lasted for a few seconds, and then it was gone. And he showed up. We made our deal final. I left. 30 days later, the new owner of the property had some health issues, had a medical emergency, and he was left disabled. And that was, just too much of a coincidence. And that was 5 years ago. The day the property still sits empty. And before I ever gave up the property, I was talking to a neighbor across the street who had lived in that neighborhood for over 50 years. And he was telling me that it used to be a family compound, that all three houses were owned or lived in by the same family. And then the middle house belonged to the matriarch of the family. And that she had some severe mental issues and had to take some really, really, really strong medicine to keep it under bay. And then she died in the house. And after that, her family, they did not want to live there anymore, not because of their mom's death. They just wanted to sell the property and move on. And I think that's probably, if it's my theory, that house in the middle is probably the spirit of the matriarch who used to live there. And that's my story.
Another great story from Phil.
Very good.
And it's so dark, like all of the horror, like that murder, and then people are getting sick, and all this shit seems to be connected to it.
But you know what I noticed? You're right. I mean, but everybody who might have had something to do with changing the property died.
True.
Or was hurt.
Yeah.
Bill was the only one who wasn't, but I think maybe, he'd handed it off to Eric and Will. And you saw what happened to them.
Man, I'm really sorry. That's a lot to deal with for Phil.
You know what I mean? It's like the property didn't want to be touched.
Uh-uh.
Because then when the other guy said, no problem, I'll buy it.
He's like, why are you selling this? This has got potential.
He would be the one that was going to change it at that point. And then look what happened to him. It's like, no, it wouldn't let anything change.
And then if you have a spirit who has passed away in that home, very, very connected to the home, but had severe mental illness, mm-hmm. You kind of wonder what you're dealing with there.
Did he say that they ever found the person who murdered Eric?
No, I don't think so.
Because that's weird. I assume, I don't know. It could be a million things, but that's just weird that he was found beaten to death.
Yeah, and it could be anything. But when you put all of those things together, the place seems to be like some sort of, I don't know.
But like he'd hired the two guys to fix it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were going to help him do that. And then they were stopped, which made Phil stop because he couldn't do it. And then, you know, they're like, well, I'm just going to get rid of it.
Wouldn't you after that? I'd be like,
yeah. And then the other guy who was going to do something to the property, he got stopped. It's like everybody was, you know, that was going to change anything. Something happened to him.
Man, I get it. Like, leave it alone. And 5 years later, it's just sitting there.
It's just sitting there.
And Phil is not having anything to do with it.
Thank goodness.
Those are really good stories, Phil. Thank you very much. If you have any more, please call him in. Those are great. Yeah,
really good.
So we've got one more, excuse me, and it says, now my life has been full of paranormal experiences. I spent a large majority of my childhood terrified because of them. And even to this day, I will not willingly walk into a dark room unless it is necessary to reach a light. As the joke always went, I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of what's in the dark. As a kid, that's kind of profound.
Yeah.
As a kid, it was rather common for me to hear what sounded like people calling my name, but it was always very faint. My parents always brushed it off as nothing, but I have found that it doesn't really matter what other people say. If you believe what has happened actually happened, there is no changing your mind. To this day, I'm not completely sure if it was real or the creation of a child's paranoid mind, but the fact that I still recall it so clearly, even now as an adult, leads me to believe that perhaps there was some reality in it. Thankfully, over time, those occurrences became less and less frequent until they disappeared. My whole life, I had always felt a bit more sensitive to the energies around me. I'm not saying I'm some psychic or anything like that. And personally, I'm quite thankful that I'm not. However, there were times that I felt energy so strongly that there was no denying their existence. For a while, I was almost certain there was a man hanging around me, a large man who enjoyed trying to intimidate me. I'd often felt him look over my shoulder, staring at me from my doorway. I always perceived him to be very tall. However, I have no confirmation of anything of this, as I was basing my conclusions on feelings. He, or perhaps it, has long since left, and I never really talked about him until recently. Commonly, I would see shadow people. As a child, I would see them more as hazy black fogs or loosely formed figures, always blacker than black. And for a long time, I saw very little, and I was thankful for that, more than anyone could have ever imagined. My father always tried to discredit me when I told him about these sightings, so to finally have them stop was a blessing. However, they have become more active in the past couple of years. I'm not saying it's an everyday thing, but it's more frequent than it had been in years. Out of every experience I have had, I must say the most terrifying of them all happened a year ago. And now, I don't know how old this person is. Was it because they were kind of talking like when I was a child, but this person still could be a teenager, right?
Mm, sure.
Because in my head, I was thinking this is a person writing as an adult, but okay, so this happened a year ago. It was family movie night. I went too far. Now I can't. Here we go. For the life of me, I can't remember which movie, but whichever one it was, we had deemed it popcorn worthy. My mother and I made homemade popcorn, as we don't eat much microwavable popcorn. We always sat down to watch the movie. Oh, sorry. We all sat down to watch the movie, and about halfway through, my mother bit down too hard on an unpopped kernel and ended up cracking her tooth. Needless to say, it's horrible. We had a lot of popcorn left. We finished the movie and left the bowl of leftover popcorn on the stove. I got a glass of water as usual, went upstairs to my room to work. Around 3 a.m. or so, I ran out of water, but I was still thirsty, so I went downstairs, turning on the entryway light to cast enough glow to allow me to get to the kitchen where the next light waited for me to turn on. I got to the kitchen doorway and froze. The kitchen was dark except for the first section, faintly illuminated by the entryway light. I couldn't move really. I had found myself staring at a shadow person. But this one was different, and it might be a stretch to say it was even a person. It was built perhaps like a skeleton, with skin clinging to it. Its limbs were long and thin. It had long bony fingers and held its arms, kind of like how birds have theirs when they aren't flying. I remember it was quite large, not necessarily in mass, as it was so thin, but in height. Or rather, I can only speculate that. The creature was hunched over almost in half, and I'm certain that if this thing stood up straight, there would be no way it would fit in our kitchen. I think our kitchen is about 8 feet tall, and I just stood there watching it. But the odd part, like that wasn't odd enough, but the odd part was it seemed to be eating our leftover popcorn. Repeatedly.
Okay, that is odd.
That is odd, but I also That's find odd. The first part odd, too. Repeatedly, it would put its hand into the bowl and bring it back to its mouth, or rather, I'm assuming that's what it was doing. As I continued to stare, I watched it turn its head to me. It had no face, no mouth, no eyes, nothing. Yet I could still feel its piercing gaze burning a hole in me. It didn't skip a beat and continued to reach for the popcorn. I don't know how long I was standing there staring at it, before I finally reached up and flipped on the light. Immediately, light filled the room and it was gone, as though it was never there. Out of pure desperation and thirst, I somehow had enough balls to walk over to the fridge next to where this creature was standing and fill my glass with water. I did, however, move as though a fire had been lit under my ass, as I didn't want to take a chance of meeting with this creature again. It never hurt me or made a move to hurt me, but I felt like it was a button best left unpressed. Now, I am nocturnal by nature, but you can bet your ass I didn't go to bed that morning until the sun was high enough in the sky to cast pure daylight into my room. I never saw it again, and I have to say the reactions people have when I tell them this story is almost worth those few moments of shit a brick fear. But I have to say, for as much as I love homemade popcorn, I haven't made it since. That's from Alexandra. What the hell did Alexandra see?
That is so strange.
It is so weird. And like the way she described the arms, like in the position, were kind of bird-like. So was it eating like a bird? Was it using hands? And
but it was a shadow type figure, right?
So, and she didn't have all the lights on. So she couldn't have seen it clearly anyway, because there wasn't lights on in that part of the kitchen. And it said it was illuminated from the entryway lights. Could it have been like some weird shadow from outside casting a light into the kitchen? And even if that was it, but you saw that, that's what you were actually seeing. How could you have the balls to turn the light on and go in and get your drink?
I don't know. See, that was the part that I found fascinating, was that I would have been so out of there and right back up in my
room. Yes.
Like, I can wait till tomorrow for a glass of water.
You can get water in the bathroom. You can get water out of the bathtub. You could get water.
But I just never heard of shadow figures eating. Like, why would they eat?
I know. That's why it almost made me
think of
a tree outside in the wind and it was casting a shadow onto a wall so it would be really dark. In like part, there's a limb that's moving weirdly, but this Alexandra saw something so distinct, like,
and it seemed to
no
be
mouth, no eyes, nothing.
Yeah.
Yet,
but
it's
I just find this so weird. Like, why would it eat?
I mean, I guess, you know, maybe you get hungry when you're a blacker than black shadow thing.
I don't know. I don't know. That's the part that I think has got me baffled. Admittedly, you know, yes, a 8 foot skeletal hunched over, you know, bird appendage like, you know, thing
right.
is very odd. I just can't get over why it would eat.
The whole thing just blows my mind. I don't get it.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even have a theory on that one. I don't have a guess. I've never heard anything quite like that, eating popcorn in a kitchen. But
I
mean, Alexandra said there have been other shadow people.
Have you ever heard of a shadow figure eating anything?
No, I've never heard of any kind of...
I've never heard of a ghost, an apparition, a shadow figure, anything eating. You know, that's more like a werewolf that's eating or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that's like
some kind of cryptid
sort of
thing.
Real. Yes. You know. I guess.
I don't know. I get why. I do get why. Because if Alexandra was here and told me that story, I could see my face having the reaction that everybody else has.
But like, I would see you flip on the light, and then there's some sort of, you know, big, you know, character from the Twilight movie standing there. You know, I mean, if it's eating something, it's just weird.
And I don't get this is the other thing, because I am very afraid of shit.
Yeah.
But if I'd have seen that, I'd have been running to somebody's bedroom and been like, Mom,
screaming,
I know you got a broken tooth, but shit, there's something in the kitchen. Like, I wouldn't have been like, well, I still need that drink. I got to flip on the light and go on in.
I don't know.
So weird.
I'm just at a loss.
I got nothing. I got nothing on that one.
I don't either.
That's what like I have said, never heard
it
that.
Just seems more to me like a real entity of some real monster of some sort, as opposed to a shadow figure.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like a Mothman or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then you flip on the light, but nothing's there.
I know. That's why it makes me think of a shadow outside casting a light, you know, a shadow onto the wall or something. I don't know.
I don't know. She said it turned around and looked at her.
I know. It's like, I don't have a clue.
I know.
I don't know.
That's
so
creepy.
Beyond my pay grade.
Oh, my.
So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Even if we don't have a clue, we would still love to hear it. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials. And you get advanced episodes and access to all of the episodes in the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.